We all experience levels of intimidation, bad behaviour, things being vandalised at a level that I don't think any of us has seen before, certainly not at a level that I'd seen before, and I fought quite a number of elections. It really was at a different scale. I think social media's got a very, very big role to play in this, whereas years ago, I know people hark back to perhaps a more golden era, but people were a little less ready to sort of vent their more inner spleens, as it were, when they had to put pen to paper, than they seemed to be prepared to do just by firing off something on Twitter or on Facebook. And we've all suffered some, you know, appalling language, some, you know, just very, very poor behaviour. But at this election, it became more than that. I had every single one of my ad boards that had been put up in farmers' fields and, you know, other places where people had wanted them. They were all destroyed, and more than that, they were actually taken away during the night. You know, we may not all share the same political opinion, but we're doing this job for the good of the public, no matter what flavour we are. But, yes, it's got to a level where people have forgotten that we're just people trying to do the best. We've all got families, we've all got feelings. I mean, this isn't to try and stop any freedom of speech or anything like that, but honest debate is, of course, that's what this is all about. But intimidating behaviour is just plainly unacceptable.